scary. Revelation 3:17. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art. And give a little list. You know who is this church? Is Laodicea. You say that word? That's correct to say Laodicea. Mm-hmm. Correct my English. Laodicea is saying this. A church, not outside people, a church that is saying, I am rich. I have need of nothing. And the Lord says to that church, and now is not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Can you imagine that state? Can you imagine yourself in that state? Wretched? Oh, I'm miserable. I feel miserable. I am poor. I am blind. I cannot see. I'm naked. I'm cold. Can you imagine yourself in that state? That is the state of every human being without Jesus. And when a church forget about the greatness of the salvation, is going to this way. We can be faithful to Jesus if we understand that without Him, we are poor. The Lord pleases when we have that spirit that says, I am poor without you, O Lord. I am poor. It doesn't matter my talents. It doesn't matter my abilities. It doesn't matter my achievements. It doesn't matter anything, because without you, I will be lost. And I have to live with that burden in my heart. You know what people outside in the world is depressed? They give you a lot of analysis and this and that. I make it simple, because I am afraid of the death. They will die. Even professionals, you see people that is prepared, good knowledge, talk about death to them. They change the issue. No, okay, well, they don't want to even talk about that, because they are afraid. But we can live without that problem. Just, who cares? When that day comes, let it come. I go with the Lord in the meantime and enjoy that I'm here and the Lord has saved me. This is not wonderful. It's not to be rich, really rich. Why we have to have this spirit? Well, you know why? Because we have a humble God. Jesus was the example in everything. And if there one that was humble, was Him. If you read in 2 Corinthians 8:9, please, anyone, loud voice. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Go ahead.
For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, that ye though His poverty might be rich.
Doesn't touch your heart, brethren, this verse? The God Almighty, Jesus Christ, He made Himself poor. He was at heaven, glories of glories. He didn't need to come back. He could say, I am rich. But He made Himself poor. For what? For love of you and me. How can it be? He loves me that much that He come to a state to be poor, that poor, that went to the cross for me? It's astonishing. I have no words. Not even in Spanish I have words for this. The Lord made himself poor for me. That love, that much love. That's why we have to imitate our Lord. They always say, what would Jesus do? Well, humbleness. Even he don't need to be humble, but he humbled himself. So we can be rich. So we can feel the happiness of being rich in spirit. There is no sadness that can overshadow that. That's why Paul says, even we are like sad, but we are happy. Even looks like we are poor, but we are rich. We are rich in Jesus Christ. Brethren, I think this is a path to faithfulness to the Lord. To understand that without him, we are just poor guys. But with him, we are the most rich people in the world. It is not wonderful, the salvation, all the implications that have the salvation. On the top of things, he take us to heaven. But a lot of things, benefits here on earth that we can enjoy, not like poetry, not like something that is touching my heart, something that is real. We have this wonderful blessing. My friends, I read again the first verse we read with more understanding now. That's what I do when I study one verse, and after I study, I come back to read the verse again with more understanding. And I say, wow, it wasn't that simple, just it has a lot of things under that can enrich my life. And the Lord was saying, see if it doesn't make sense now. Blessed are the poor. Yes, we are blessed. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We are blessed. If we once felt that we were poor, so poor that we need Jesus, and he came to our lives, and he made us rich. I hope you can enjoy this richness with me. May the Lord bless us. Okay. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, O Lord, for your blessings. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for the salvation. And thank you for the blessing, O Lord, that you have reached us and you have made us rich in Jesus Christ. Help us, O Lord, to be faithful to you, to follow you, to understand how you have rescued us and called us to serve you. Lord, help us to be faithful to you every day, at church and outside of church, at home, on the street, in our works, everything, O Lord, that everything depends on you. We need you, O Lord, in our lives every day. Thank you for everything. Forgive our sins. We are, Lord, we want to worship your name forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
Turn back to our hymn book, since I'm going to ask Brother Dan to stay up at the front here.
Okay.
To lead our invitation song. We're going to sing Spirit of the Living God, Fall Fresh on Me. We definitely need the Holy Spirit to help us this week if we are going to do anything for God. If we come every day waking up late, not reading our Bible, not praying, and just trying to go through the motions, it's going to be a week that will be very little spiritual impact. Souls will not be saved. Christians will not see Christ through us, and it will be not a good week. But if we come and arm up each morning in the Word of God and in prayer asking the Lord to fill us and use us, He will do that work that He needs to do. Not just in our lives, but then through us, He will be able to flow to others. So let us sing that chorus, Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. And it is in 885. And if you need to come for any reason, maybe you just want to anew and afresh recommit to the Lord. Say, Lord, use me, fill me this week. Help me to be your channel of blessing. We're going to sing this through one time, then we're going to let the pianist play through again, and then about four times we'll go through this. That way, if anyone needs to come to the front and just do business with the Lord, would you come tonight as we sing? Spirit of the